were going to sit down and write a song about being angry, pissed off, this is the song that you would write. This is what I believe would come out of you. Hello, everybody, and what is going on? And welcome to another episode of Song Swap Showdown. We are your hosts. My name is Chris, and I am joined by the ever amazing and very sunny and just a beacon of positivity, Miss Amanda Sharp.
Hello.
Hello, Chris. Amanda Sharp. How are you today? So happy to see your smiling face.
You know, I feel like I shouldn't be smiling when we're about to rage.
I know. Well, today's episode is the opposite of smiling, I guess, unless you're, you know, I mean, listen, it's, I think there's different ways of expressing rage and anger and all that. Yeah. So, which, by the way, your song list to me this week is phenomenal because your first song, I don't want to spoil it. We're going to get into it, but your first song is the perfect Amanda rage song. So I'm like, only Amanda would send me a song that's raging and angry that sounds like this. So I can't wait to dive into this because this is awesome.
We're gonna have fun. This was, I sent Chris a message. I said, this was hard for me. This was really hard. And I think my list, to Chris's point, reflects that as we start diving into them.
Yeah, I got to tell you, this was hard for me too. Obviously, I think that, I mean, everybody knows how much I dig heavy music. Yeah. So I definitely listen to a lot of angry music. Not necessarily always. A lot of times, though, the angry music does have very positive lyrics. Although today, think I went with just more like angry songs, fight songs, songs that really get you going. So this was really hard because I think I had a list of about 300 different songs I wanted to give you, but you know, I think I pared it down pretty good. And quite frankly too, the community helped out really well. So I do have a couple community ads on our playlist too. But hey, so listen, if this is your first time checking out Song Swap Showdown, well, we collectively want to welcome you to the show. We appreciate you spending some time with us today. We go live. We do the show live every Monday, 8:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can catch us on YouTube. You can catch us on Facebook. You can catch us on Twitch. And I think those are all the places that we're streaming live right now. But of course, you can always catch the show on demand on YouTube anytime you want. All past episodes of the show, plus highlights, other videos, all that great stuff. Or you can always listen to the audio version of the show, which is great if you're on the go, you're in the car, you're sitting in traffic, you got a long trip. Throw us on your favorite podcast platform. That's where you'll find the audio version of the show. If this is your first time here, well, hey, Amanda and I are going to make it simple. We're going to tell you how the show works. It's so crazy complicated. I'm going to try to talk slowly here. How the show typically works is Amanda and I each swap three songs each with each other that we don't think the others heard before. However, sometimes, like today,
I've cheated some songs, the last couple weeks.
There are some songs I've heard before. But it's okay because we talk about these songs and we review them and we rate them on a sliding scale of 1 to 5 records, with 1 being a dumpster fire
of a song. Here.
All the way up to 5 records, which is heavenly music to our ears. It is going on in the eternal playlist of playlists. The eternal playlist of playlists.
No, that's right.
Yeah. It is a song that we will never get sick of hearing ever. We can hear it so many more times and we're not burnt out on it. That is a 5 record song.
Absolutely.
And we've been, you know, I got to tell you, over the years, we've been very generous with 4s and 5 record songs for sure. We did recently re-release our very, very first episode of the show, which you can watch the remix version over on YouTube or listen to it once again, wherever you get podcasts. And in that very first episode of the show, number 1, Amanda gives out a 1 record rating, which I think to this date, to your point, Amanda, is the only show that we've given out a 1 record rating to, which also speaks to our generosity because, you know, I think, I mean, we've given out quite a few 2s, but that's the only 1 where you've given out a 1.
Yeah, for those who have been around since the beginning, they have seen Chris and I transform into better listeners as far as music goes. So
yes,
if to Chris's point, he used the word years. We've been around for years now. So if you're looking for something to binge listen to or binge watch, we'd be honored if we were it. And you will see our developments, especially mine. Because I went from, it makes my ears bleed, to just going, I don't know, I don't like it. I was a little dramatic in the beginning.
You haven't used the it makes my ears bleed comment in quite some time. I've definitely, for better or for worse, exposed you to some pretty heavy music.
Exactly.
But vice versa, you've exposed me to quite a few tunes that I would never, honestly, would never have just chosen to listen to. So,
for sure.
And I will say that it has the door swings both ways on this. I have definitely expanded my musical palette because of this show. You have introduced me to plenty of new songs that I would have never discovered on my own. And I've expanded my musical palette. I was never a big country fan. I still wouldn't consider myself a giant country fan, but I will say that you have opened my eyes, in my ears, I should say, to a lot more country music that I would have never listened to that has actually turned out to be pretty darn good that I've then added to some other playlists. So I do thank you for that. That has been, for me, one of the most fun parts of this show.
And I thank you. And we hope that our listeners have expanded their listening as well. Share with us if you have. Have you gotten a little bit more country? Have you gotten a little bit more dark metal? I don't know. Is that what it's called? I don't know.
Just metal. I mean, you know, there's different varieties of metal. We're not going to go into that. That'll take up the rest of the show. We'll just call it metal.
Bring up the serial killer board, because that's the metal. All the different metals. You'll have to. Oh, this is new.
Debut of the new serial killer board.
Oh my gosh, I love it so much. For those who are watching and maybe new to the show, there usually was a person. It appeared to be a woman sitting there basically analyzing the board. And now
it was that one.
now there's this one. This is how my brain works when we're dissecting songs.
That is it, everybody. So yeah.
That made my day. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. So yes, you may want to watch the video version of the show when you get a chance, for sure. But so, hey, yeah, I mean, this has been one of the big parts of the show that I've loved. And as Amanda said, we hope that you have found some new music that maybe you haven't had a chance to check out on your own. And hopefully the show has prompted you to go check them out. And, you know, and by the way, we've tried to make this very easy, too, because every song that we do talk about, if it's on Spotify, we do have it all curated on a Spotify playlist for you, which is easy to get to. All you have to do is either scan the QR code on the screen or use the link in our show notes, and that'll take you to every single song that we have talked about on the show, including today's show. And we always try to list the newest six songs on top, and then it progresses from there. And we actually have all seasons of the show broken out, too. So there's a 2023, 22, and 21 playlist of all the tunes we have discussed. So if you're looking to dive into some new music and you want it, the most eclectic playlist of songs probably ever created, you definitely want to dive into the Song Swap Showdown playlist over on YouTube, for sure.
if Spotify gave out like that kind of like award, it would be us.
I think we would get the most eclectic playlist award. I don't know if they do, but it would be cool if they did.
What if we got an award from Spotify?
Could
we just pretend we did?
We could pretend. Song Swap Showdown has been awarded most eclectic playlist of all time.
We've pretended other things before. Why not that?
Yeah, why not that? Why not that one? So
we're going with
Woo! All right, everybody. So let's dive into the show here. We appreciate everybody checking in with us right now.
Good morning.
If you are watching us live and want to comment, play along as we go, let us know what you think of the songs on a scale of 1 to 5 records, or what songs should we have talked about. We would love to hear from you. So let's check in with some of our friends this morning. Ian, good friend Ian from Australia, thank you so much for being such an awesome supporter of the show. Yes. We appreciate you, buddy. Every week, checking in. Says hi to my favorite two calm, placid people YouTubers I've seen. Let's get ready to rumble. Yeah, this song, this episode of the show, I think we'll not be very peaceful and calm. This will be a good way to rev up your Monday morning for sure.
Yeah, if you're needing a fight this week, we got you covered.
That is right. We've got some good fight songs for you. All right, and he's also checking in saying, my songs for the week are I See Red by Split Enz, Beds Are Burning by Midnight Oil, and Pure Massacre by Silverchair. Love these choices. Great, great playlist here, Ian. I'm digging this. Especially Beds Are Burning. What a great tune. Great.
I don't
know
that one. I'll have to listen to it. Oh,
good song. Classic tune. I always dig that one. That's a good one. Midnight Oil, great band. Very underrated here in the States for sure. Mr. Mark Ronick, our very good friend and former sponsor of the show, checking in with Good Morning CNA. Good morning to you, our dear friend. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning. And we've got Facebook user.
It is Scott.
I was just going to say, I think it's Scott. Yeah, Scott Rewalt checking in with, I'll have to work on that and saying dang. And then Ms. Ian checking back with definitely a lot of songs that were new to me. Thank you both. Thank you to you both. So, yes, thank you. And thank you for your song suggestions each and every week, Ian, because you're definitely schooling us on Australian music that some of those bands I'd never heard of, and they have been very cool. So thank you for recommending some great new tunes to us.
And can I just jump in?
Yes, jump in.
And I'm going to jump in and say, Ian,
jump in.
When I can tell Owen, who thinks I'm a complete dork, that I have a YouTube friend in Australia, he's like, yeah, right, mom. And I'm like, no, literally, like, really, look. I feel so legit when my son, who's 16, is like, mm-hmm. But I can really say, like, I have friends all over the world. So, Ian, thank you for being here. So
you
I can feel
say that.
Cool with my baby.
You can say that. You can absolutely say that, because now you can say we've got international friends.
International friends. So thank you for being here. Thank you, everyone, for being
friends
here.
Friends everywhere. And real quick, I do want to say thank you. Another quick thank you to everybody, by the way, who has been subscribing to our YouTube channel, because look at this, everybody. We
look
are
at
1,260 subscribers right now. And that is all due to all of you, everybody who's been subscribing to the channel. My gosh, Amanda and I watch this number go up every single week, and boy, are we just like blown away. So once again, we do not take it for granted that you can choose to spend your time and watch and support any other creators out there. So the fact that you would even take the time to hit that subscribe button, which, by the way, we would love if you do, if you haven't done it yet. But no, we do appreciate it. It's amazing. So thank you guys so much for all the support and all the love on our YouTube channel as we keep watching our growth go up each and every week. So thank you to all of you. We love you. We appreciate you. You're the best. Amanda, we've talked about it a little bit.
We did.
Today's theme. This is one I was really interested to see what songs you were going to give me today. This is a good one.
I gave you an Amanda list because today's theme, this week's theme is Ragers. Fighting songs, all the songs. And how did we land on this, you ask, if you're new to our channel? The Wheel of Themes had spoken last week, and this is what it determined that we were going to cover. So I knew last week I was in trouble, and I did ask the community. I said, help me out, because I'm not really a rager. I'm not really a fighter.
You are not. You are Miss Sunny Amanda.
Yeah, and so even when I get real ticked off, I don't really like rage. I don't break things. And a little secret.
I don't
when I get things. Real angry, I just cry.
You just cry. You just go for a good cry.
I go for a good cry. And then when I get that cry out, though, watch out.
Yeah.
Because then it's on.
And watch then it's out. On. It's on. Watch out. You know, I've seen Mama Bear anger from Amanda a few times. Mm-hmm. One or two times. And I'll tell you, this mama's got claws. She's got claws.
I always say, like, don't make me be mean.
Don't make her. You wouldn't like her when you're, you know, like the Hulk. Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
I physically don't necessarily change like the Hulk, but internally.
Internally, she hulks.
I hulk, so watch out. But yeah, so this was really difficult for me. And so many of our suggestions were really good, very, very good. But they weren't so really aligned with my style of raging. So I felt like they were more Chris style, maybe rage, which honestly, I've never seen you rage either. And that was part of the dialogue I was going to talk to you about. Like, how do you rage? How do you fight?
How do I fight? I get really, a lot of my aggression gets taken out, pretty much listening to a lot of heavy music. So, definitely, a lot in the car. I don't rage drive, but I rage sing, which is good. And also, I have found now that I've gotten older, working out, as I'm working out, definitely helps me process through. So I throw my headphones on, throw on some heavy mix, and let's go. And I actually have and I was talking about before that a lot of the heavy music I listen to actually tends to have, I mean, I listen to a lot of dark stuff, but I also do have a, like what I call my PMA workout mix, which is all super heavy tunes with positive lyrics. So once, as I've said, not just because it's heavy doesn't mean it's not positive. So you could still be really heavy, rage out and get a lot of aggression out, but still deliver a very positive message. Today's songs that I picked are just more about, like, you know, whether they're based on revenge, working out anger, protest, you know, rebellion. That's more of like the level of rage, I would say, on the songs I picked today, as opposed to just straight out like knock me out, like I'm just gonna beat the heck out of you, beat you down. So which, believe me, I've listened to plenty of those tracks before. But yeah, I would say my rage is more like that. I mean, listen, everybody has their blow up, so I mean, like, just, you know, yelling and screaming and carrying on, and, you know, you have your venting, right? So but yeah, that's kind of how I go. I mean, I definitely have some I bottled up, like where I just kind of like yell and explode sometimes, but I try to channel all that through music and you know, work it out.
I like that. And I just giggled hiccups, so hopefully hiccups don't start.
Giggle hiccups.
Giggle cups. Sorry, everyone. Giggle cups. All right. Well, I would like to start with your first song to me, if that would be okay.
Yes, sure. And my brother checking in. Hatebreed is a great example of a positive metal band, and Ghost Inside. I agree. And by the way, my original version of this list, Kevin Baglio, is I did have Hatebreed on this list. I did. My first incarnation was I had Hatebreed destroy everything on the list. And I only changed that the last second because I thought that Amanda might like my other pick on this list a little bit better, which we'll go into which song replaced it. So I was also trying to go for songs that, even though they're heavy, I thought you might find elements that you liked in them. So I put a lot of thought into this list. I put a lot of thought.
And Kevin, I know we said, I think last Monday we said happy birthday to you too, but happy belated birthday again. And thanks for tuning in with us this morning. Obviously, it's Chris's brother.
Obviously. A lot of people think we're twins.
All right. So Chris's first song to me was Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit.
So first Fred of all, Durst. I have to go. I got a screenshot of this because this cracked me up. So on songfacts.com, which we're not sponsored by, but we would love to be.
just putting that out there. Casual drop.
So they always go into the makings of a song. Where did it come from? What does it mean? That's what songfacts.com does. And it is super fun. So the very first thing was, Break Stuff is a provocative thought experiment examining our primitive impulses in the context of, is it the Malthusian theory? Is what it says. But then it just says, just kidding.
I was going to say, what? I've never, I'm like,
no. I was like, oh, interesting. Okay. And then it says, just kidding. It's about breaking stuff. I'm like, there we go.
Yeah.
So I thought that that was super funny that they had a little fun with the concept behind this, when the reality of it is just, it's about breaking stuff.
Just about breaking stuff.
You know, that's why there's businesses that have like the breaking rooms. You can just go in and you get a sledgehammer and you just break the crap out of stuff.
Which, by the way, I am dying to do. I want to do that so bad. Like the sledgehammer, the baseball bat. I want to do that so bad. By the way, if there's any breaking rooms out there that we're looking for, like ultimate, you know, we'll sponsor. We'll do a trade sponsorship for you.
You get to break 10 things for a 30 second.
That's true. Yes.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah,
so I thought this song was interesting. This was my favorite of your three. Did you think that would be?
I thought that you might like this one because it's definitely more fun. It's a fun, angry song. Listen, I'm going to be the first to admit here, I am not a big Limp Bizkit fan. I think they're a corny band. I think they're corny. I always did. Never was into like the quote unquote, what you would call it, new metal sound. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just Limp Bizkit. I mean, they were commercially successful. I mean, hugely successful. And Fred Durst is a charismatic. He is the model of a charismatic front man. I was never a big Limp Bizkit fan at all. Just was not really into them. However, this song is just stupid fun. I mean, it really is just stupid fun. And that's why I put it on the list. And this was a community suggestion as well. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to put this on here. It's a good way, I think, to start the playlist, my playlist. And I thought that you might like the song because I felt like you would get the cheekiness of this and, just break stuff type of thing.
It's an angry ditty.
Yeah.
A little bit of an angry ditty. And I really like the song. It's all about the he said, she said, bull. I dig that a lot. And I said, you know what? I could really see it being like a country song. Mm-hmm. Miranda Lambert singing it.
Oh, my gosh. She'd be hilarious to do it because she doesn't care. She doesn't care. She does all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. It would be like, it's all about the he said, she said, bull crap. You know?
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. It just would be super cute as I think a country song, and the lyrics I think hit very well, and she would rock it.
I would be interested in seeing a Miranda Lambert version of break stuff. I think it'd be pretty funny, especially if she does it with Fred Durst. I could see that. I mean, she does a lot of cool collabs and out of country artists that just doesn't care. And I feel like Miranda Lambert is just a metal fan, or like loves heavy music as well. I could see her doing this. And you know what I always loved about this song too, it's just a lot, but it's like it really sets the stage fast. It's like it's just one of those days, and like right away you're like, oh yeah, it's just one of those days. It's like, and some days you really just want to break stuff in the worst way.
And you know the day. You know, like when you wake up, it's going to be a day. Sometimes just everything can get under your skin. What is like your boiling point? Like, what are the things that really get under your skin? Is there anything in particular, or it's just you wake up and it's that day that you're going, oh gosh, it's going to be one of those days.
Yeah. You know, it's sometimes it's never, you know, I feel like sometimes it's on an unexpected event, right? I mean, listen, some days you wake up and you're just in a foul mood, right? And you're just in a mood, right? And it's not really the fault of anybody around you. It's just you. You're in a foul mood and could be maybe you heard something on the news and it just sort of set you off, like, you know. So I get there's definitely a lot of things that get under my skin for sure. You know, I would say I'm not going to make the show very political today. So, you know, there's definitely political things get under my skin. Ooh. And you know, that'll set me off in a way where I just want to break something. But you know, listen, people are people, right? So sometimes people rub you the wrong way, and it's like some people know how to press your buttons.
Let's have a poor Marcus moment. Since you're talking about pressing the buttons, I used to push that poor man's buttons. Like, you guys all probably could believe it. I would have to have the last word. I would, oh my gosh, he used to get so mad at me. Rightfully so.
Rightfully so.
It was poor Marcus. And poor now Marcus. I really do try to not push buttons because I'm ridiculously good at it. Like, are you good at pushing buttons? Because I'm terribly
I used to not think I was very good at pushing buttons, but if you ask my wife, she'll tell me that, you know, I'm good at pushing her buttons.
You know the buttons to push.
Yeah. And I think she does too. But I think after you live with somebody long enough, you kind of know where the sore spots are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we just want to say that, you know, poor Marcus actually has his own t-shirt too now.
And if you're new to the show, Marcus is my husband of over 20 years, and he's put up with a lot of different versions of Amanda,
including now having a shirt made out of the poor Marcus statement here. So,
and he just says, I said, honey, we made a shirt about you that says poor Marcus. And he goes, I know. He realizes he's victimized.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So right. You know, this was my favorite song of the three.
Okay.
It was super catchy. I felt good after listening to it.
You know what? I think that this song is a good release for sure. Yeah, and
it was. It's kind of like a silly release. Like, you know, when you just get like this, you're sitting too long and you need to like let the wiggles out a little bit. This is like letting the wiggles out of your annoyance. This isn't almost as angry as it is like, all right, let the annoying things just like run off of you. It's like you wiggle them out and then you're like, okay, I feel better. So I feel different after I listened to this song. So I do think I will use this as a tool when I just need to let those annoying wiggles out. Mm-hmm. And it probably will be better for the world. So, Limp Bizkit, thank you.
You are welcome, Limp Bizkit. You are welcome, Amanda Sharp. Limp Bizkit, thank you. You know, so if you've never heard Break Stuff, let's play a little bit of this real quick. Let's start with a little. Let's get
break the angry some stuff ditty out of the way. Everybody sucks. You don't
really know why, but you want to justify ripping someone's head off. There you go. Justify ripping someone's head off. If you act, you act. Your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one of those days. It's all about the he said, she said bullshit.
That part is so catchy. You better
quit. Let shit slip. Or you'll be leaving with a bad lip. Oh, you're leaving with a fat lip. It's such a corny song. It's just great, though. It's literally like, what corny stuff can we pop into a song about breaking stuff? And there you go. And it works. It works.
It does. But how, like, it's so relatable. You know, giving someone a fat lip for just not shutting up or being annoying. Like, you just, it's good. So, yeah, it's a good ditty. It's not a five record for me because I just can't put this into our five record, you know, playlist of eternity. But, you know, I give it a solid four records. I really do. I think it's enjoyable. I think, I don't know if Owen's heard this song. I'm going to share it with him. I know Marcus has. I think Owen would enjoy hearing this and maybe using this as a, you know, kind of that tool to work through his annoyance when I'm bothering the poor kid.
And you know what? Chances are he might have heard this one for sure, especially if he's on TikTok. So, yeah, absolutely. Oh, wow. So we got real quick. We got a lot of friends checking in. Dave Mattingly checking in, Mr. VIP. And these are great picks, by the way. My picks for Amanda Siv, Can't Wait 1 Minute More. I believe back in the day, I think that was a song that I gave you.
You did. And that's one of the reasons why it wasn't. I go, I know this song. And then I will say the March of the, is it the Cambreth?
Cambreth. Yeah.
That almost was Heather on my list. Jones, I actually wrote it down on the bottom going, oh, that almost made it. But because I really liked the Celtic sound of it. Mm. Like it was very.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah,
it was
it's
good.
Got that. So it's got that group. Yeah. And the Cramps, the Crusher, which is great. I love the Cramps so much. And by the way, I'm so glad that the Cramps had a nice little revival with Wednesday because they deserve it.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Very good. let's see. Alex checking in. Chris Amanda's Song Swap Showdown. Not too often you get to say Anger Ditty. That made my morning. Anger Ditty.
Ain't nothing but an Anger Ditty.
Ain't but an Anger Ditty. And then Dave checking with picks for me. Picking Nine Inch Nails, Head Like a Hole. I love that first Nine Inch Nails record. It is outstanding. Front to back, perfect record. Big Black with Columbia Necktie and Fetus, Descent into the Inferno. All solid tunes, Dave. Thank you so much. That is a nice little playlist right there. Big Black, going for Big Black. Look at that. I love that. Man, you never hear anybody talk about Big Black. Great, great pick there, Dave. We'll be right back after this quick break.
G'day, g'day, g'day. Don't skip. Let me interrupt the podcast that you're currently listening to with some blatant self-promotion. What do you get when you mix two Aussie mates, a splash of booze, well, more than a splash, and some microphones? You get Cheers Big Ears, hosted by myself, the Chad, and my mate Matt, and sometimes, but more often than not now, my missus Bobby. It's a podcast of adult beverages and not so adult conversation. It's not serious, far from it. Well, except for that one episode, but that was just that one. We're available wherever you get your podcast fix. Cheers, Big Ears.
Entrepreneurs and small business owners, are you feeling overwhelmed by lack of capital, growth challenges, or personal branding? You are not alone. UCS Advisors is here for you. We're professional capital raising advisors committed to helping you secure funding and grow your business. Are you ready to impress investors? Check your investor readiness with our free 45-second quiz at ucsquiz.com. We believe in you. Visit ucsquiz.com and start your success journey. And remember, always be willing to achieve your greatness.
If you'd like to become a sponsor of SongSwap Showdown, just send us an email at info@songswapshowdown.com or use the link in our show notes. And now, back to the show. All right. So now we've done that. That was pick number one. My pick to you, four records. So your first pick to me, your first song swap to me was a song that I said at the top of the show is probably the most perfect Angry Amanda song. Like, if you heard a song where Amanda was angry, but it was all packaged in this is the perfect Amanda packaged angry song.
I feel like this one is. It's probably great. We start with the sound of the song first,
yeah,
and then go into it. Because,
yes,
you guys, if I can express my anger of how my body processes anger, here we go. This is Amanda's processing of being real angry.
I'm pissed off at the world.
This is so you.
I'm pissed off at the girl. If I was a tree, I'd be pissed off at the squirrel.
If I was a tree, his lyrics are...
I'm just pissed off at everything.
It's the most Amanda. Like
diamond rings. Tears they bring. I'm pissed off at the night.
Pissed off at the night.
I'm pissed off at daylight.
See, this is exactly what, if you were going to sit down and write a song about being angry, pissed off, this is the song that you would write. This is what I believe would come out of you. So
I'm just so pissed off at the world.
Yes. This is like your like angry carpenter song. Like, if you could imagine Karen Carpenter, like, being Karen Carpenter as the and doing a Carpenter song, and all the lyrics are just venom or angry, talking about how angry she is. That's what you got. That's what Zach Lyle pissed off is. This is Amanda's pissed off anthem.
It's like he knows me.
Oh, my gosh. This is, like, if there was a way for you to start off a playlist of angry songs...
This would be it.
And by the way, too, this whole idea of this, so we, as Amanda said, we have the wheel of themes we spin, and the ideas come from the community, they come from Amanda and I, and this one was one that my wife threw on, this theme. And when she was so anxious to see what your playlist was going to be, and she was like, wow, I would have thought there would be some Alanis Morissette on there, or almost. But she knew one of your songs would definitely be on there. But then she's like, what is this pissed off by Zach Lyle? I go, I don't know. It must be some country thing.
It's like folky country. Just
yeah.
Campfire, like working through life songs.
Yeah, absolutely. And it wasn't a lot about Zach Lyle, actually. Yeah. On you go to his website and his bio. You click his bio and it's a giant picture of him. I got to see if I can find it. And I go, this is like punk. Of course, the guy that writes like pissed off would do this for his website. World. So let's, I got, yeah, all right, here it is. I got to bring this up. So Zach, for those of you just listening, please go watch the video version of this, because I think that you'll find this as funny as I do. So Zach Lyle's bio, when you go to his website, zachlyle.com, you go to his bio and there's a picture of him walking. It looks like, I don't know,
fall. He's looking for treasures.
And on the bottom, it catches, that's me coming to tell you about myself. That's his bio. I go, of course a guy that wrote a song called Pissed Off is this.
Sometimes it's hard to like write things about yourself.
I mean, this is the most plain website of all time. And like, that's me coming to tell you about. Genius.
It is genius in his own right. So this is, I probably will make this my song pick of the week. for our Instagram and our TikTok. Mm. And he probably doesn't even have a TikTok or an Instagram.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, he has a Twitter and a Facebook, according to this. But even on Spotify, when you go to Spotify, it just goes about Zach, and it's just a picture of the record. Like, boy, oh boy, talk about somebody just like, eh, whatever.
Just doing it because he had to write that song because he was pissed off at the world. It's as simple as it was.
Apparently.
And the other stuff is probably a nuisance that he needs to have it filled out to even get that song out in the world.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, listen, when you apparently this is a song he sat down and was like, I'm just going to let it all hang out. And when you listen to, I mean, it's literally every lyric is like, you know, I hate that. Or like, if I was a tree, I would do this. If I was this, I'd be
pissed at a squirrel.
Yeah, I'd be pissed at a squirrel. I mean, it's outstanding. It's outstanding. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I get this. So this is coming off of the record though. So if you go on Spotify and you're looking for it, it's Zach Lyle. What is this? So we put the song in our playlist. So it's called Pissed Off. It's on 1815 Division Street. And I get, there was a little bit too, like, I kind of was like, oh, there's this band I listen to, like, called Chamberlain. Okay. And they have, I wouldn't say they have a song like this, but they have a song called Division Street. And so I was like, oh, you know,
interesting.
Wonder if it's sort of, you know, and they're from Indiana and stuff like that. So I didn't know if there was probably not a time. I mean, there's probably, there's a Division Street in every single town, but kind of reminded me of that a little bit. Cause it's a quietly angry song. That's what this, it's like, you wouldn't think it's angry. And you're like, wait a second. This guy's like quietly raging.
And I would argue you gotta be careful of the quiet ragers.
Yeah, you do.
I think they are the most scary ragers out there because you can control your rage as opposed to just breaking stuff like Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, it's definitely two styles of rage for sure. And I think that, you know, I mean, listen, if you go back even through history, I mean, protest songs, especially in the 60s, right? When you look at like Arlo Guthrie and Bob Dylan and, you know, even some Crosby, Stills, Nash and, you know, I mean, Ohio was a complete song written out of anger from what happened at the, you know, Kent State. And and you look at them and you're like, wow, these songs don't seem, but they are angry and they are making and they have a very strong message. So if you go back there, and that's why, you know, Zach Lyle kind of reminds me of that. It reminds me of going back to like some of those protest folk songs from the 60s where you would be like, it's kind of, you know, hidden in the cloak of like, this like serene, like, and then you're like, wait a second, this is actually pretty angry, you know?
I feel like he's the first person that I've actually wanted to really have a conversation with.
Zach Lyle?
Yes. I think I'm going to reach out and invite him to join us for a mini episode and be like, hey, you were walking to talk to us and tell us who you are. Who are you? Tell us about this.
You're so mysterious.
You're so mysterious. Yeah. And our community needs to know you.
He does have a good apparently, and I don't know this song, so maybe people who do. He was a co-writer of a song that was actually pretty successful called Good Morning Beautiful.
I feel like that could be a lot of songs I know, so I need
to.
Like,
I don't know. He said best known for the song Good Morning Beautiful, which was recorded by Steve Holly and stayed atop the country charts for 5 weeks.
That's a good run.
That's apparently what he is known for.
Most known for?
Yeah.
Well, I really connected to this song, so I'll have to dig out, look into that. I want to make sure I know what song that is. So Scott saying introspective rage. Yes. Yes.
Dave Malley, I'm a quiet rager. Beware me.
Dave, as am I. We could take over the world potentially.
And Ian, congratulating Zach. You've made it. You've made it now on the Chris and Amanda show.
We're so honored by that comment.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I love it.
So funny. All right. So where do I rate this song? So I thought it was a fun song. It was just unsuspectingly fun for me. Like the first time I listened, I'm like, I don't know about this. And then I was like, you know what? I'm kind of digging this. This is kind of cool. So listen, Zach Lyle kind of snuck up on me a little bit. Okay. So where am I going to rate Zach Lyle today on a scale of one to five records? Definitely not a one or two territory.
Sure.
I don't know if it's a four really, but I'm not going to, I'm going to say I'm probably going to give it a 3.7.
Okay. So when you put this on your playlist, will you be putting this on a playlist?
I think I might. I definitely liked it on Spotify, which means it's in my now liked songs category. I don't know if it'll make a Sunday morning playlist just because it might be a little too like
blah.
Angry in the morning. angry on Sunday morning, but it may make a playlist. So
the chillest, angriest song.
Yeah, ever. It may be a chill, angry song. So yeah. Yeah.
Very good. Well, listen, I take it 3.7. I mean, that's almost, if you round it up mathematically, that's almost a 4.0, and that is pretty good. So I take it. Yes. Thank you.
You are welcome. All right. So before we dive into the next song real quick, just want to say hello to our friends over at a brand new podcast that we just became friends with them on Instagram, right? And so we're like, oh wow, another music podcast that we got to be friends with, and that podcast is called Music Rewind. So listen, everybody has a favorite album, you know the one. I know you have a favorite album.
I have favorites.
Yeah, especially if it comes to like Elvis or
Tony I was just gonna say Elvis, Moody Blue.
Everybody's got that favorite album, and it's the one that requires the windows down and the volume way up, and that's Amanda with the Carpenters.
I was just gonna say, yes, the Christmas portrait,
Christmas portrait, windows down,
doesn't matter any time of year.
90 degrees in July, rock it. Merry Christmas, darling.
Feel that,
yeah. I mean, listen, we all know that record, it's the one that makes you dance, makes you reflect. It's the perfect headphone record, it's your desert island disc, the one that sets you on a lifelong path of being a music fan. That starter record, like this one back here, Kiss Destroyer, that's my record. That's the one that started me on a path of music. So listen, check out this brand new podcast. Mm-hmm. I love it. Amanda loves it. We are like big fans of these guys. I'm so happy we connect with them. Check it out. Brand new podcast. It's called Music Rewind. It's told by fans to a fan. Each episode, they tell the stories and memories of your favorite albums. Join host Steve Epley as he sits down with guests and fans just like you to talk about their favorite album and how they discovered it and what makes it so special to them. Music Rewind is available on all podcast platforms, and you can visit musicrewindpodcast.com to stay up to date on upcoming episodes, bonus content, and more. You may find yourself remembering your own favorite album or discover a special one that passed you by. As host Steve likes to say, listen to the full album. So listen, check out Music Rewind. I think you guys will dig it. And they are our new friends. And I love making new friends. So support them. Check out their podcast. And if you dig it, follow them, like it, subscribe, do all the things. Because as we always say, that little thing, that little action really makes a big difference in the lives of all creators.
It's so true. I think I'm going to send them a message and be like, hey, have you done a Christmas portrait by the Carpenters yet? Because it's coming upon Christmas time. Perfect. Maybe fingers crossed they'll do it.
Yeah. Ian is saying there's other music podcasts. Yes, Ian, there are other music podcasts.
We make friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Dave Mattingly checking in. My favorite album is The Shag's Philosophy of the World. There you go. There you go. Hopefully Steve's listening today. Steve, check this out. Make sure. Yes. You may want to add that. Add that in there. And
what is, maybe this could be a whole episode where we talk about like our personal favorite albums.
Yeah.
But like what is the science behind why you like a particular album? Like there's got to be a science, because I know like people, we talk about how, well, we had to make one more song or we needed something on side B. You know, it was kind of like leftovers, and those happen to be sometimes the most successful track off of a record. So that's really fascinating to me. I need to break that down a little bit more of why I like what I like.
The science of liking an album.
Yes.
There you go. I love that.
Because it's really from the cover to the music. Because the cover, I feel like, is just as important visually. To your point, your Kiss back there, that I every time look at, I think of Beetlejuice. Every time I'm like, that's Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. Unbelievable.
I know.
Your mind.
It's so disrespectful. I'm so sorry.
Your mind. The inside of Amanda's mind.
Once you understand this is what it looks like, people try not so hard to go, why would she think that? They go, I don't know why she thinks that, but it's very clear that she can think that way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, and Ian checking in with, it often depends on what time of your life you first hear. You know, I think that definitely it makes a huge impact because, you know, as we know, a lot of records are written at certain times in these artists' lives. And, you know, and so when you get into these records, that why they mean something to us, it's, you know, many, many reasons why. Going through something, that point in your life, how you are, how old you are, you know, there's a lot.
So true. And it makes me think, because Rachel brought up Alanis Morissette, how she thought that I would have some of those on my list this week. And I really thought I would too, but then she ended up getting bumped off. And I can vividly remember being like 15, 16 or whatever. And I'd go on walks with my CD player, and you'd have to hold it real like this. So it didn't like skip or do all the things, just like belting out to Alanis Morissette, not even realizing at that age what I was singing.
Nope.
Yeah, I loved it.
I don't know.
People were like, girl, that's an angry girl.
You're like, that's an angry girl song. I can imagine you walking down the street listening to Alanis Morissette, cranking out You Ought to Know, and being like, what is wrong with this? Do you know what that song's about?
But walking so proper so my thing doesn't skip either. Like,
yeah.
I can't handle myself.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right.
Whew, okay. Back to track. All right.
Back to tracking.
Chris's second song to me this week was Bomb Track.
Right.
By Rage Against the Machine.
I had probably written down about 8 different Rage Against the Machine songs to give you before I finally landed on Bomb Track.
What is playing in the beginning? Because that is a beautiful sound.
It's all guitar.
Tom Morello. Is it like a bass guitar? And then like, is it guitars or just like one type?
Let's play a little bit of it.
Because that was my favorite part of the entire song.
So this is bass and guitar. This is bass and guitar following each other. Tom Morello is a music genius with making sounds like that sound like a DJ, but it's all guitar. Yeah, this is drums, bass, guitar.
This makes me think of when Elvis would do his live shows, like they would be doing this as he was getting his breath back to start the new song. And so I really like it. And then this starts.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Where's Marcus? Get Marcus out here. Marcus,
help!
Help!
Amanda's canceled.
Come on, this is an album, the first track on their very first record.
And believe me, Marcus is a very good, very good Rage Against the Machine type singer. He really has a good voice. He's got some good flow.
He's got some good flow. Nice.
He never would ever sing in front of anyone else. Never. He sings in front of me. That's about it.
I can't wait to hang out with Marcus one day.
He's so cool. Much cooler than I am. We're not even in the same. The Lord was like, they need to get married.
Hey, opposites attract, man. That's me and Rachel. Couldn't be any more opposite of each other.
And that's why our meeting is as odd as a parking lot, because the Lord was like, I got to do something quick. That's the only reason we're together. As you all know, he hates that he loves me.
One arm push-ups.
Yes, he hates it. He's like, gosh, dang it for you tailing me. I had to marry you. I'm bossy. But you know, when I'm listening to this song, I was like, it sounds like Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't think of, I was like, I think Kid Rock sings this. And so I did my survey. I was like, who sings Cowboy Baby? Dun, 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 dun. And she did not know what I was asking. She's like, I cannot answer this question.
That's Kid Rock.
I was like, I'm pretty sure it was Kid Rock. So I Googled. And so
That's your boy. Detroit.
I do like my Kid Rock. And I couldn't believe, I was like, I feel like it's him. And I couldn't think of the name of the song. And I was like, duh, it's Cowboy. I literally sing it out loud.
I'm a cowboy, baby.
And there's so many parts. When you listen to this song and then you listen to that song, you can hear a lot of similarities. But I was like, who stole who?
Mm.
Who stole who? Which I think Cowboy came out in 97 or 98. This came out, I think, in 92.
Oh, I remember when this record came out.
So if anyone was knocking off the sound, not the beginning of the sound, but the actual core of the sound, it was Kid Rock. I'm sorry. I really like Kid Rock, but he might have did a little stealing.
Yeah. I mean, listen, and Dave's saying it right too. He's agreeing with Ian when we're talking about records making an impact. Most people's favorite music is what they listen to in high school, and I think it's due to our developing brain chemistry.
Ooh.
This record dropped just as I graduated high school and moved into college. In college, for me, it was a gigantic musical like transfer. Like, that's when I went way into the punk and hardcore scene and all that. And Rage Against the Machine, it was this record probably dropped for me at the greatest time, where like it just hit me so hard. And knowing too that, like, you know, like Zach De La Rocha, the vocalist, he was in legendary hardcore band Inside Out. So it's like there's so much like ties to like a punk and hardcore with this band, and they brought all their influences together, especially like Bad Brains is a huge influence on them, and everything hip hop, just, you know, and then their lyrics are just so political, but and so protest driven, and that their lyrics actually spurred a lot of people to like in like hear about issues that they never even known or heard about ever in their lives, like nothing, like stuff you would never learn in school, you know, and like they, because they wrote lyrics about it, was like, oh, what is that? Let me learn more. And it really like added to a lot of enlightenment, I think, to people like discovering like that there's things going on in the world that they should probably know about, but you don't because it's all the way over here.
Yeah.
But like, it's important and you should know about it. And Rage Against the Machine, as great as their music is and as aggressive as it is, as much as I love it, I like that they also, their lyrics inspired like action or activity, you know,
and yeah.
Activism, like got people involved, like woke people up. I like that.
You were really sounding like a Wahlberg.
Was I sound like a Wahlberg just now?
I was like, oh, he was pleading his case. His accent was coming out.
The Jersey accent was coming out.
Yeah, I was like, is that Mark that I'm listening to?
Jersey accent dropping.
I was enjoying your accent that you were digging into just as much as the words.
Yeah.
I'm convinced.
You're convinced. See, I'm convinced. I'm good.
It's effective.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I liked it. Not as much as the first one.
You and like Limp Bizkit a little bit more.
I do, just because I feel like it was a little bit more Amanda.
Definitely way more Amanda.
It's all about the he said, she said part. Like, had that not been in that song, I can't say that I would be, you know, as happy about it. But, so, okay. Where do I rate Bomb Track by Rage Against the Machine?
Where are you rating it?
I don't hate it, and I probably wouldn't skip it.
Okay.
But it's not my favorite. So all it's going to nestle in at 3.5
for Bomb Track by Rage Against the Machine.
Do you feel that that is where you expected it to land-ish?
You know, I wasn't sure with this one. I maybe expected a little bit higher because I thought you might like a lot of the hip-hop elements in this.
Okay.
But it is a very aggressive song. But, you know, you've also listened to plenty of aggressive music at this point. For sure. So I'd feel like this is a little toned back from what I've sent you in the past.
Which, speaking of, considering that this was like a rager, an angry playlist this week, these were not as heavy as I was expecting. But to your point, heavy does not always equal anger.
Yeah.
You know, to your positive, you know, mental attitude playlist is not just full of the songs that sound like mine. They can be very, very heavy, but have a very positive message in them. So I really was surprised. I was like, wow, all of these really are not like, I've heard way worse from you.
Yeah. Okay. Way worse. We've heard way worse. way worse from you.
Way worse.
All right. Fair enough. Okay, good. All right. 3.5 records for Bomb Track, Rage Against the Machine. Your next track to me, Amanda Sharp, number 2.
We're only on 2 and it's already 9, like 15.
Show keeps getting longer and longer.
Sorry, everyone.
Hit Me With Your Best Shot by Pat Benatar. Yes. I love Pat Benatar.
Cheers to that one.
I love Pat Benatar. She is phenomenal. Her and her husband, Neil Gerardo. And honestly, too, we saw Pat Benatar a few years back. Yeah, she comes around all the time. And by the way, she's Jersey, just so you know.
Some people are.
And Pat Benatar, her and her husband, Neil Gerardo, were touring. And they were just doing, actually, they were doing acoustic versions. Mm. Like, no band of, like, stripped down versions of all the songs. And they played it in Morristown here. And this was before the pandemic. And it was great because they were like telling stories for every, like for every song. And one story they told in particular was actually interesting, which I didn't know, was that the, they originally, when they started the band, it was a band, and Neil Gerardo is actually like Pat Benatar. Listen, I'm not gonna, Pat Benatar is great. Like, she is phenomenal, but she isn't a songwriter. She's an arranger. She'll arrange and she'll, you know, lyrics and stuff. But she's not the songwriter. Neil Gerardo is the songwriter, and they basically started a band. But they, to get signed, they were like, well, we just want to, you know, Pat Benatar. So they made the decision to just make it Pat Benatar as a solo artist, and Neil Gerardo was part of the band, even though they were husband and wife, and sure, he was writing all the songs. And it was strictly for marketing and all that. But really, when they talked about it, like, you know, the songs were written by him, mm-hmm, and Pat Benatar sang them, and they think they are a duo, they are a collaboration, and they always wanted it to be a band, but for marketing and label purposes, sure, and all that, they were like, no, it's Pat Benatar. So I thought that was a very interesting story. And one of the things, and even though this is their biggest hit, like one of Pat Benatar's biggest hits, I mean, this is a song that this is when we talk about songs you can pretty much play anywhere, and I think everybody in the world knows, yeah, this song. I mean, this actually came out in 1980 and charted number 9 on the Billboard charts. When you read a lot of this, then this is on Song Facts, because I mean, there is a ton written about this song. That this song was actually not written by Neil Gerardo. It was written by Eddie Schwartz, who was a struggling guitarist living in Toronto. He says in Song Facts, I was kind of a weird therapy when I was in my mid-20s. It was called bioengineering, I believe. One of the things we did was punch pillows. I guess I had something to do with getting out hostility. That's something. That's a way to get out hostility. Punch, mm-hmm, a pillow.
Punch a pillow.
I went to a session where we all punched pillows for a while. It all seemed kind of strange. I remember walking outside of this therapy session, sitting on the doorstep of the building I'd been in. The small house in Toronto, and a title just came to me. Hit me with your best shot. I haven't been to therapy before or since. Maybe I should go back. So, long story short, this eventually made its way. The demo version just made its way to Pat Benatar. And it's funny how she feels about this song. Like, she kind of has a love-hate relationship with this song. So what she had said was, in this, she said that, let me find this one really quick. Oh, here it is. In 1984, Pat Benatar had an interesting exchange with Songwriter Connection magazine regarding the song. Responding to a question about standing behind what she sings, Pat Benatar said, there's very few songs where I let the lyrics go. I mean, there's times when I let lyrics go because the rest of the song is fine, but most of the time, I'm real meticulous with lyrics because I got to sing them. There were certain points of that song that I liked, but most of that I've outgrown. I mean, it's so hard to sing. You're a real tough cookie. So she's just, and then Neil Gerardo has said about this song is that he finds it very hard to play now and does not like playing it at all. And in fact, in 2022, she's retired the song. She's retired the song completely from her set. And honestly, and I see where she's coming with this. She deemed the lyrics inappropriate in light of the spate of mass shootings in the United States. We're not doing Hit Me With Your Best Shot, and fans are having a heart attack. And I'm like, I'm sorry, in deference to the victims of the families of these mass shootings, I'm not singing it. I tell them, if you want to hear the song, go home and listen to it.
Well,
so
can listen to it anywhere.
Yeah. So, you know, she said that she also added that the title is tongue in cheek. She had to draw the line. I can't say those words out loud with a smile on my face. I just can't. She said, I'm not going on stage on a soapbox. I go to my legislators, but it's just my small contribution to protesting. I'm not going to sing it tough. So that is her stance on this song, even though it's one of her biggest hits. I agree, though, with some of that. Like, some songs that you sang, like, I mean, the song was in 1980. It does. I mean, lyrically, you outgrow it, you know? And I think that's tough to say, hey, I'm going to retire a very popular song from your set list. But I also understand it, you know, mm-hmm, and you got to respect it. It's her, you know, it's her song technically, and absolutely, she can do what she wants.
And when you feel a certain way, she's not going to ever be able to perform it again if that's the way she feels about it, and the way that her fans would even want to hear it. So yeah, it makes sense. Like if you can't deliver the performance that your people paying you to see, you know, it just makes sense. But oh, that's sad though, but smart.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, that's just a little, but I didn't realize, and obviously they didn't say that, because when I saw they played Hit Me With Your Best Shot, this was before 2022.
Yeah.
And they didn't really go into too much. They didn't disclose that but it seems that they both just have a dislike for that song. And, you know, and I understand. And now obviously it's retired, but wow. You know, it's always interesting. And, you know, Paramore did that a little bit back too, although they brought Misery Business back into the set. They had retired Misery Business for a little bit, but it seems like that they're now playing that mm-hmm. song again as well, because she also feels the same way. Like, I wrote those lyrics when I was a teenager. I'm an adult now. And I don't feel like I'm that same person anymore.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's lots of people who love that song. There's lots of people who have discovered that band through that song, and they feel that, you know, so it's hard. It's hard. I get it. But regardless, I feel like it's a great song. I've listened to it. You obviously like it. It's on your playlist. One of the greatest, one of the best Pat Benatar records. It's actually an EP. It's a live EP called Live from Earth. I love that. It cranks, it rocks. If you've never seen Pat Benatar live, by the way, watch on YouTube, tons of Pat Benatar live videos. MTV used to play like a lot of live videos, and they used to play like a lot of like live Pat Benatar videos. Always great. Check out Live from Earth if you haven't listened to that EP yet. Absolutely stunning. Really good sounding live record. Where do I rank Hit Me With Your Best Shot? It's a great song. This is a song that people do. You hear it in karaoke all the time. I used to have my friend Kate. She would do the song and she would crush it. She was fantastic at. So, listen, I love the song. I feel like it's a timeless song. I could listen to it over and over again. I really dig it. So, I give Hit Me With Your Best Shot 5 records.
Woo!
It's a 5 record song. It is heavenly music to my ears. No, but it is an outstanding song. And I think my favorite Pat Benatar song, and I see Dave putting in We Belong as his favorite Pat Benatar song. I think mine is Shadows of the Night.
Mm.
I love that song. I love the phrasing. I love the way it's sung. I love how it just kicks ass. And there's another great song that she did called All Fired Up, which is awesome, which came off of her later record, Gravity's Rainbow, which is an excellent song. She has a great blues and jazz record out too. She should check out, but where she just did like blues and she did one all jazz. It was great. But Gravity's Rainbow, underrated Pat Benatar record, and All Fired Up, rocking song, Yeah. Nice. Check that one out.
Well, thank you for the 5 records.
And Ian saying agreed. Pat Benatar, in my teen years, Pat and Chrissy Amphlett of the Divinyls were great, strong female role models. And you know, the Divinyls, We did that reaction video to Touch Myself, and great record, great song, by the way. And that was a funny music video reaction video, which is still, by the way, people are still commenting on that.
Ian, if you haven't watched that yet, give it a watch, because we just watch it.
By the way, Dave is checking and saying those pillows had it coming.
Which, sometimes when people scream into pillows, people punch pillows. I think sometimes just to get that like relief out, to your point of you exercise.
Yeah.
You're putting that aggression on something. So I think, hey, whatever works.
Yeah. Whatever works. Whatever works.
Okay.
As long as you're not punching humans, unless you're like a box, you know, boxers, I mean, you put on some gloves, go on a boxing ring. Yeah. And, you know,
they get paid for that. They've prepared for that. So speaking of punching, have you ever gotten into like actual physical fights? Stop. You've never gotten into
play fighting, but not like a fisticuffs altercation. No. I have always avoided that situation. Listen, I did martial arts. I made brown belt. I still want to finish and get my black belt, by the way. My wife finished. We both did it together. She got her black belt. And I've always taken the approach.
It was amazing.
I've always taken that approach in martial arts is, you know, never fight. Okay. Always fight. There's always a way to de-escalate the situation and not get into physical violence if you can prevent it at all costs. That's, and I've always maintained that. I mean, mosh pits and stuff like that. But even that's when we talk about releasing, like, that's what mosh pits are for. You know,
that's,
you don't want to
hyped up energy.
Right. But you're not looking to hurt physically, really hurt anybody. Although you do get hurt, but it's not always on purpose. It's just because you're just dancing it out.
You accidentally get elbowed or something.
And fists are flying and that's it. But like, you just got to have a heads up and all that. But I've never gotten into a knockdown fight with anybody. Okay. That's not happened.
So will you still love me if I said that I've gotten into two fights in my life?
Oh, story time. All right, hold on, everyone. Strap in. Here we go.
I'll keep it brief. I was expecting you to say you've had a couple. I wasn't expecting to be like the Lone Ranger here.
Verbal fights, yes. Never physical altercations.
Mm-hmm. I got into two physical punching fights in sixth grade on the playground. On the playground.
And they were
both boys.
Yes.
Because they were
kicking their asses.
Well, I don't know. The one kid was big. And then.
Well, you know what to do. You know where the weak points are in men.
But I wanted to fight fair. And so with him, Charlene was the lunch lady who happened to be the neighbor to me, too. She's like, Amanda, stop it. And she had a southern accent. Amanda, stop it.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Charlene. I can't with myself. So I actually got some bruises on that one. But you know what? I stood up to him, and I never got into a fight for myself. I always got in a fight defending other people.
You were standing up to bullies.
Yeah, but I did get my butt kicked a little bit. But I didn't show it at the time. After, I was like, dang, that hurt. Thank God for Charlene.
Thank God for Charlene, your guardian angel.
That's now a shirt.
Charlene, your guardian angel.
Charlene Whaley. Yeah.
Wow. Amanda Sharp getting a fisticuffs in sixth grade. Not once, but twice.
Yeah. The bigger kid, his name was James. And he was, you know what? This is the thing. He obviously had been in fights before, like a lot of fights, because he fought like he knew how to fight.
Well, you know,
like he knew how to punch. I really didn't know what I was doing.
He was taught how to fight and defend himself.
Yeah. Like my mom, why would you never teach me to punch?
Yeah, really?
So, I mean, everyone should know.
Everyone should know how to defend themselves. Everybody should know how to escape from a situation and live the fight another day. That's the biggest thing.
The biggest thing we learned in
martial arts was it's always about is he's this is a escape and run away. Honestly, escape and run away. No need to fight if you don't have to.
And stupid me, you want to go? And Marcus will always say, "Can you not write checks? Your body can't cash." And that
Amanda
happened recently.
Sharp throwing fists.
Well, that happened in a Tim Hortons parking lot about 2 years ago.
I was going to say last week. Tim Hortons parking lot.
Marcus was so mad at me.
What did you do?
Well, all right. Owen, Marcus, and I were walking out of Tim Hortons, and this stupid guy in the truck just like vroom through on the parking lot. And I was like, excuse me? But how Marcus and Owen like to pretend I did it, they did like this shimmy. This like shimmy.
Your whole body.
My whole body going, excuse me. And Marcus was like, I don't want to have to fight this guy.
You were like one of those wacky, wavy, inflatable arm guys.
That's exactly how it was, but a short one.
Excuse me.
And Marcus was like, gosh dang it, everyone get in the car. I don't want to fight this morning.
It would have been bad if you like took your Tim Hortons and threw it at his car, like his truck, like
my coffee.
Your coffee. You slow down.
How have I not been? And my thing was like, you don't do that in a parking lot with my baby right there. You slow your butt down.
Right. Well, you're going to get this.
You're going to get this. You're going to get
this. This is happening.
The mama shimmy.
You best watch it.
Excuse me.
You best watch your back.
Oh,
when you're in my neighborhood.
That's right. Tim Hortons is my parking lot. I own parking lots, don't you know?
This is my neighborhood. Don't you come in here speeding.
In a truck.
I'm writing your license plate down, and I'm reporting you to the authorities.
Excuse me.
I took a picture of your license plate.
With a snap.
With a snap. Dave Mattingly, check it in. Song Swap Fight Club. It says your first time at the Song Swap, you have to swap songs. First rule of Song Swap Fight Club. Yeah. And, imagine if you just tuned in now.
Me going, excuse?
They're like, well, let me check out this live stream. Maybe not.
She seems a little unhinged.
She seems a little unhinged. Maybe I will keep watching. What will she do next?
Maybe we should go back to my first song, Pissed Off, and Anchor again. Yeah, it's like the kumbaya of anger.
Kumbaya of anger.
If I was a tree, I'd be pissed at the squirrel.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. What a show. What a show. Rachel, today. You didn't know what was going to happen when you suggested it.
She did not. She did not. I think she'll be happy to hear this story, though, when she gets a chance to listen.
Oh, I've toned down in my older years, except for parking lots.
I was going to say, except parking lot altercations where you're yelling at speeding truckers.
That is not the time nor the place to speed.
No, it is not.
All right. So enough of that story time.
Enough of that. Let's get back into our third songs.
Now that it's 9:30.
Our third and final song of the day.
Okay. So that's me, right?
It's to you. I rated Pat Benatar Hit Me With Your Best Shot at 5. So you're on to my third and final song.
This could be equally as controversial.
This was the song I swapped out for Hatebreed's Destroy Everything.
I'm so glad you did, because I'm gonna have fun with this one.
Yeah, and there's a lot of story behind this one, but I was like, doing this. This was also a community suggestion. Thank you, Forkboy. Well, he and I know we love this band. We absolutely love them, and they just reunited, so we're like dying to go see them.
Okay, so I think the beginning words they sound really freaky.
Yeah, it's from the movie The Punisher with Dolph Lundgren. So that's Dolph Lundgren's dialogue.
When did the song come out?
This came out in...
Or the movie. The movie part where this would be. The movie
came out around the same... So this song was released in 92. Okay. And The Punisher by Dolph Lundgren, I believe, came out in 90? Let me look. Because there was a few Punisher movies. But this was the first one that came out. And that was with Dolph Lundgren as... 1989. Was the first Punisher film with Dolph Lundgren. And so
1989.
Right. And this the opening to the song is as dialogue from, so that's from the movie The Punisher, which is kind of where this song is inspired by the comic book character of The Punisher.
Okay. So hear me out.
Yeah. And Dave, I knew Dave was going to chime in on this one. Dolph Lundgren is still my favorite Punisher. Him and John Bernthal from the latest series too. Those are my two favorite versions of Punisher.
I'm going to say something really unpopular. Okay. Well, first, I guess I don't. What is it like where how girls talk now? Like they'll go, it's kind of like the Valley Girl, but like that part of the Valley Girl, like talking. There's something that it's called. Like the girls are doing it. Like they'll be like, wow, like, do you want to like go out tonight?
It just sounds like some kind of like influencer talk to me.
Yes. Yes. But there's actually like a word for it. Okay. So
that's lost on me because I'm old.
Well, and I wondered if your girls had a little bit of that. So yes, it's influencer talk. We'll say it's probably like a Kim Kardashian type style, but it's not called that. So it's like, I feel like I would write this song. And so when I hear that, and I know that.
You're killing me today.
I am all riled up today.
You are killing me. I love it. I love it. Please keep it going.
So when I hear this, I'm like, he set the tone. Because play the beginning part. All and he's like, come on, God. Answer me. All right. It's just the male version of it.
All right, here we go. Here's the opening of Punishment by Biohazard.
Come on, God, answer me. It's years I'm asking you why. Why are the innocent dead and the guilty alive? Where is justice? Where is punishment? or have you already answered? Have you already said to the world, here is justice, here is punishment, here
is me. All right. So Dave's saying it. Yeah, you're right.
1,000% Dave. It is the vocal fry. That is exactly what it is.
Dave and coming in, saving a day.
As usual. So it's the vocal fry of, come on, God, answer me. He's just doing it in a male voice.
Right.
If years, I'm asking you why. Like, imagine if it was Kim Kardashian herself doing it.
Okay.
So, all right. Listen, when I'm hearing it, because of this, because of the vocal fryness of 2023 and influencer speak, I just am like, that is not an effective statement anymore, because all I can hear is like Kim Kardashian going, come on, God, answer me.
Well, maybe that style was copped from this. So, you know, maybe they watched The Punisher from 1989.
He stole it from him.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian. I know you only listen to us once a month or so, but if you watch this episode, did you steal it from him?
You know, I will agree with Dave on this line, though. Dolph's lines reminds me of another angry fight song, a lot of vocal fry, Christian Justice is Heresy. And I agree. You know what? The vocal fry thing is kind of like a very, like, 80s, like, goth kind of a thing. You know, like, it's just very, like, it is, it goes even further back. I agree. Okay. And I just think it's just another thing that's just been copped by newer, older generation. I don't know what it is. This generation as becoming a thing and like putting into like influencer speak, and you know, but if the Kardashians are doing it, then that means everyone's doing it. So,
but you know, they are older. So when you're saying like that older, younger thing, you're right. And it kind of put me into, I go, this sounds like Thriller-ish how they talk in the song Thriller. It's kind of in that same category, which is the 80s-ish.
Yeah. That's Vincent Price. Yeah. That like, scary heart hammer horror film speak.
Like, oh my gosh. So I could not get past.
I think I could listen to you talk as a Valley Girl all day. That would be like totally.
Like totally. I don't really care for this song.
Midwest Valley Girl.
It doesn't probably have the same effect, does it?
If you add a little Midwest twang in there, it makes it your thing.
Come on, God, don't you know? Don't you know? So, all right, I don't have a lot of notes on that because I knew I was going to spend a whole lot of time talking about the come on, God part. But I don't hate the song. I actually kind of like those words that he's saying, and the music isn't terrible. Not terrible at all.
Brooklyn's Biohazard in the house.
So where do I rate Punishment by Biohazard? I'm gonna give it 3 records, which is not
wait
bad.
A second, this part doesn't get you going, hold on.
I shouldn't have.
I mean, come on, when the time change happens, this has got to make you bop. Let's go. These guys are bringing it. Here it comes.
Look at Chris go.
Let's go.
Busted my ass another day, another dollar as I kneel down, and I confess to the
come on. Suffering, a burning question of the truth. How does that not get you moving? Let's go, move it.
You move into it is very impressive.
Come on, that hits. Let's go. They drop it. How does it gets my blood going? Gets it going. Let's go.
If you are only listening to this, please go to our video version, our on-demand video version, and watch Chris at the, I don't know, hour and 15 minute mark.
Probably something like that.
He is crushing it with Punishment by Biohazard.
How does it gets me going? Gets me going. Like,
I just think what you just did just now got you situated for the week.
Fists flying. Let's go.
Your fists were flying. I would like to think that's how I looked in Tim Hortons parking lot.
It might be. So, yeah.
In my head, that's what I feel like I did versus the shimmy.
We should recreate that. Don't you throw it. What are you doing? Don't throw that.
What are you doing?
Who do you think you are?
You didn't tie for the plate. That would have seemed way more cool.
Yes.
Than 1,000% what actually happened. And Mark was just like, again, Marcus was like,
it's like, yeah, poor Marcus indeed.
poor Marcus. Okay, so you just rocked out. You got yourself, your Monday is going to be a great Monday because of all of what you just did there. It was amazing. That was the show. We're done.
That's a show.
That all is right. A wrap.
So unfortunately, you're still sitting at a 3 rating. Okay.
You know, right. I am. I'm really sorry. All right. I'm really sorry.
All right, Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons got nothing on us. We are out of control today.
If you see a man in a Tim Horton parking lot, you best run.
You best run and not be in a truck.
You better like, hey, I'm going to go to Tim Hortons. Get some. Oh, wait. Oh, forget it.
That's Amanda's Tim Hortons.
You see that car? That's Amanda's car. You were.
I guess we can
turn it around. Turn it around and leaving. I'll come back.
Who's that girl? Oh crap! It's Amanda. You know, Amanda. It was because my baby was with me.
This is hit her territory.
Me.
This is
hit her territory. Me. Don't hit my baby.
This is Amanda's territory.
This is Amanda's. I think we just nailed the coffin shut on any kind of sponsorship from Tim Hortons.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I own the Tim Hortons in Ida. Is that in Ida or is that another?
It's a little south of here. Yeah. It's in Lambertville. So yeah, they could put up parking.
Oh, you guys
signs.
Have a Lambertville too?
We do. You have a Lambertville?
We have a Lambertville too.
Oh, yeah, that's fancies.
It's like an hour from here or so. Yeah.
We're like, it's like a 20-minute drive. So pretty close, but it's So we both, I felt like a Lambertville was totally like a local thing. Like, I didn't think people had Lambertvilles. Who all has a Lambertville?
We have a Lambertville. Right next to New Hope, Pennsylvania.
So if you frequent the Lambertville Tim Hortons, watch out. But if I don't have my baby with me.
You're back.
I'm cool as a cucumber.
Is that Amanda Sharp and Dolph in the Punisher? Watch your back when you come to Tim Hortons Lambertville.
Like, if you could just drive slow and safely, I'd be so happy.
Otherwise, you're going to get this.
You're going to get.
And this.
You're going to get a mama shimmy. We are out of control today.
Please, somebody out there, please make some memes of Amanda screaming in a Tim Hortons
with my Tim Horton cup.
This seems like a Tony thing. Tony, if you're listening, please do that. This is a Tony thing. All right. All right, let's try to finish the show up here. All right, your last song to me, your final and last song to me, is a classic. This for is a sure. classic. I actually think we have to do a. Have you ever watched the music video?
No,
to this
I
song?
Have not.
All right, we are doing. Okay. As soon as the show's over, we're doing a music video reaction video to this song because we're not going to take it by Twisted Sister is. Classic, everybody. Classic. That is a great song. I mean, I love the song. Twisted Sister is great. This is definitely one of the songs. You know, being in high school when this came out was awesome. You know, this came out in 1984. Actually, I wasn't even in high school yet. Now I think I didn't go to. I wasn't even in high school. No, so I was still in grade school.
You baby still.
I'm like aging myself considerably. No, this was 1984. I was still in grade school, but I remember MTV. Playing this video ad nauseum. It was great. We're not going to take it. Starring if anybody fans out there of Animal House, this was starring Nina Meyer. Well, not Mark Metcalf is the actor, but Nina Meyer kind of reprising his role a bit from Animal House in this music video. Hilarious music video. And they actually did a couple of these that starred Nina Meyer. Or Mark Metcalf kind of reprising that role in a couple of music videos. And absolutely love this video. It's so good. And in fact, I don't know if I played this for you, Amanda. Did you ever hear so Twisted Sister did a Christmas record. Did you know that?
I'm not sure because I feel like you might have shared something.
My favorite Christmas records just because it's so much fun to listen to. And they actually, it's called Twisted Christmas. It was released in 2006. And they actually did a version of We're Not Going to Take It to Oh Come All Ye Faithful. Stop. Have you ever heard that?
No.
Let me play a little bit of it. I'm going to play a little bit of it. So it's.
Oh, come all ye faithful,
great.
Stop.
Yeah. This record, I think you have to listen to Twisted Christmas. It's so great.
This is nice. This is perfect.
Right. So, and then here's We're Not Gonna Take It. What a great You know, right away, we're not taking it. I'm not taking your garbage truck driver in Tim Hortons parking lot. Out of here.
I'll kick your butt.
We've got the right to choose it. There ain't no way we'll
lose it. I mean, give me a break.
This is a song.
Great, great song.
This is our song.
See, so Amanda, good. Amanda, see, somebody called that. I think it was Ian or Dave last week and said Amanda's strategy is to just pepper Chris with hit songs. So it's hard for me to give it bad ratings. I see what you're doing.
I really feel like
I see you.
There should be some penalization to it.
See you.
I know. I feel like, but these were so fitting.
Stacking the deck, playing a judge. She's playing a judge, everybody.
I'm guilty as charged there.
Playing a judge. Yeah, I agree. Most ridiculous video clip ever. I mean, this music video, you can't ever think of this song without that music video. I mean, the song's great, but the music video just, it's so slapstick, corny, screwball comedy stuff. It's great. And by the way, there was an amazing Twisted Sister documentary out there that you have to watch, because Twisted Sister, talk about, if you really want to understand how hard it is or how much you have to work to make it, and especially back in the 80s, Twisted Sister was a band that before they started doing original music, they were a cover band, and they were the definition of weekend warriors. These guys played up and down the Jersey Shore. They're from like Long Island. So they play every club they can in New York. They would crisscross. They'd play multiple shows in a day. I mean, you watch this documentary, you're like, oh my gosh, these guys were so committed to making music and making it, and then would play their sets and then try to weave in some original songs. And the club owners would get mad because like, that's not a cover song. You know, they didn't want to play any originals. And finally they just kept doing it, and they built such a loyal and rabid fan base. And they finally, the documentary ends with them finally getting signed and their debut record coming out. But the whole documentary is all about them, their whole like getting to that point. So it's not about the fame. It's how they got to the fame and for it. It's a very inspiring documentary. I encourage you all, anybody, if you're a fan of music, even if you don't like Twisted Sister, stories, watch music documents, watch this Twisted Sister documentary. It's outstanding. Really well done. Really well done.
Oh man, we got some good comments coming in.
Yeah, we got some great comments. Yeah. And yeah, Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Rest in peace, Pee-wee, Paul Rubens. Twisted Sister's in it filming a video for You're Gonna Burn during the chase scene. Hilarious point in that movie. It was great. Yeah. And Dee Snider,
watch that again.
Put Congress the same during the PMRC Senate hearings and you know what? Those that fight against Tipper Gore it was him, John Denver, and Frank Zappa were all together. One of the times when they were all united in fighting the PMRC and censorship. And that parental advisory warning sticker, greatest marketing gift of all time. Because you know, if it had that sticker on it, guess who was buying it?
I love it.
Thank you. Now I know this is a good record.
This was a happy man.
Oh, it's got a sticker. It's got to be good. No, it is. I mean, the Twisted Sister definitely was an important band, not only on the political stage. Seriously, I know it's people. Oh, it's but honestly, it's Dee Snider. Love him or hate him, guy is very outspoken. But early on, they they blazed the trail a lot and actually made heavy music at that time. They were on MTV, and the way they looked and dressed, I mean, they basically dressed up like, almost like New York Dolls, like very glam, dressed up like, you know, Dee Snider, big guy dressing in drag. I mean, it was just, it's a shocking image, but it was great and it worked, and they leaned into the comedy of it and all that, but good musicians writing great catchy songs. Like love it or hate it, they helped actually blaze a trail for a lot of other bands. They helped open the doors there. And like I said, it's funny to laugh at it now. And yeah, it's great. It's good rock music the way it should be, fun. Mm-hmm. And but they really helped back in the early 80s. They really helped open the door for a lot of other bands. So kudos to them. We're not going to take it. Classic song. Amanda, you are making it really hard every week now. How can I not give We're Not Going to Take It a 5 records? I mean, I like Twisted Sister a lot. Especially Stay Hungry is for me a great record, because I actually, when I first heard Stay Hungry, and there's a couple songs in this that are heavy, I'm like, whoa, this is like heavy, you know? And
yeah,
they were another good gateway band into me, like ratcheting it up from like Zeppelin and Van Halen and Kiss, right? And they, once again, at the time, I know it's funny, you're like, oh, that's it. But when you think about the progression of how you get into things, like a hearing Stay Hungry was like, wow, this is, some of these songs are like really dark and like they're kind of heavy. And it's another stepping stone, another gateway into discovering more bands and more music, and just opens you up, much like how we talk about in the show. Yeah. Like you've given me country artists that I would never listen to, and they've sort of opened the door for me to like listen to other artists that I'm like, oh, I like the way that sounds. This is cool too. Like, same thing.
We really need to tip our hats to people who, to Ian's point, all 70s and 80s Aussie bands gigged almost every single night to make it. And think like that proves my thought process here. They worked their tail ends off before there was viral moments that allowed you to fast track some things. Like they put in the work.
They did.
Anyone really, 2010 and before, put in the work, and bravo to them. And had they stopped and not did this show and this show, they would maybe have never gotten to where they are, or, you know, ever had the opportunity to be heard. So I'm so glad they put in the work. They did the time, but man, that's gotta be hard.
Yeah. It's never easy. I mean, you do it cause you love it, right? There's no reason why you do it, is cause you're passionate about it. And that's why I liked watching this. And actually too, and as much as Kiss are like, whatever, they actually, it was a few years back, Kiss did an A&E documentary. Really, really well done. Once again, you learn about the work ethic, and it's more, you know, about what they did, what the time they put in, talking about the creation of songs, the practicing, the gigs, the working on their stage show, and how much thought they put into this stuff. And all the time, they're putting out records, and they were bombing. No one was buying records, but people were going to see them live. Yeah. You know, Twisted Sister, very similar. You hear a lot of these stories, but it is very inspirational. You can take those stories and apply it to really anything that you're doing, regardless of what you're doing in life. Like, it doesn't have to be music. It doesn't have to be art. It could just be work. It could be your business. It could be whatever it is. Like, you can take those stories and apply it and like find something in there that'll really push you. So highly recommend checking it out if you haven't. And I love Twisted Sister. This is a great song. Ugh, it's perfect. So I don't know, 5 records for me. I can't not give it anything less. So Amanda stacking the deck, playing the judge. So Amanda is the winner of this week's Song Swap Showdown with 13.7 points to my 10.5, because she hates my songs.
I don't hate them. I just didn't love them all. I liked them all.
She likes, she likes Break Stuff. That was your jam. That was the jam you found today, right? Yeah. That was your jam.
I'm gonna push on that Miranda thing. I think, again, she could do a rockin' version of it.
That's it. There you go. There's your TikTok.
There's
you're welcome.
So Miranda, I got a conversation for you.
Yep. There you go.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah.
Well,
Amanda's a harsh judge. She is. She is. This was a ton of fun today.
I'm sorry, Dave.
But guess what? The show's not over yet. Because Amanda, what are we doing?
We are going to be spinning the wheel of things.
Sorry, I cut you off there.
Our wheel has a vocal fry.
Good observation.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, we are pumped.
Oh, we are pumped today. All right, everybody, here we go. Spinning the wheel of themes. What will next week's show be? So once again, if you guys stick around all the way to the end of the show, we spin the wheel of themes every show to find out what next week's theme will be. It would help if I could share. There we go.
I mean, we can just pretend.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Let's do
Wheel
it.
Of themes. Spinning the wheel.
Oh, boy. This week was hard, so maybe next week will be easier for me.
Yep.
And I can't read that little, so I have to wait till the
songs about food.
This, it's like I've waited my whole life for this episode. Oh,
songs about food.
This is going to be fun.
Look at you are so excited right now. Look at your face.
Love food so much. Oh.
I have so many great food songs. I may actually have to even give you a bonus song. I don't know. This is gonna be a fun one, guys. I can't wait to dive into this with everybody. So, oh, and here come the comments already. Here we go. here come the comments.
Poor Ian.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's like, come on, songs.
Sorry.
Here we go. Quick, it's 8 minutes till tomorrow here. sorry, Ian. Yeah, gee, it's no shame. No one has ever sang a song about food.
This is gonna be. We have taken Ian until the next day. That's how long this show has been. We're so
sorry.
This
has been a long show, everybody. Thanks for hanging in there. But you know, hey, listen, we are excited. Welcome to Song Swap Show, and we're swapping food songs for the rest of the year.
You know,
you're not kidding.
I should have left my sandwich conversations for this show.
That's right. That's all right.
We were just leading ourselves up to this particular
We're leading ourselves up to this one.
We are so prepared.
Right. We're so prepared. So, all right, everybody. Listen, next week's show, songs about food.
Food.
Songs about food. Food, food, food. Glorious food.
I like cookies, and cookies like me too.
There you go. Amanda's ready to go.
I am ready to go.
Ripping and raring. So, I love it. All right, everybody. Next week's show, songs about food. Once again, drop your suggestions. Let us know. You can put them in the comments here after we're signed off or whatever. Or you can head over to our Facebook group where we will put a post up and you can let us know what songs we should be talking about. We want to hear your song suggestions about what are your favorite songs about food. Head over to Facebook and or use the link in the notes here or scan a QR code on screen and you can get right into our group completely free to do. We'd love to have you. Please join. We'll put the post in there. Let us know. We'll also post it over on Instagram as well. So that way you guys can let us know what songs about food you like. Because we may use your suggestions. I used two suggestions today from the community. So just an FYI.
So pumped.
Just an FYI. Dave already go. It might not be one of my finals, but you've got to hear everything is food, 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 food from the Popeye. Yes. Oh my God, the Popeye soundtrack.
I completely forgot about that.
Deep cut, Dave. Deep cut Popeye starring Robin Williams and Burgess Meredith. Shelley Long. This is Shelley. No. Shelley Long?
I think it is
Olive
Shelley.
Olive oil.
I think so. I can see your face.
From The Shining. Shelley Long.
Shelley wasn't in The Shining. Was she? Oh my gosh. Now the show is getting longer.
Dave, help.
Sorry, Ian.
Yeah. Anyway, Popeye. Great. Underrated movie. Oh, Shelley Duvall. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you. Yeah, Shelley Duvall. Great movie. Underrated. Great movie. Check it out. All-star cast. Robin Williams is fantastic as Popeye.
God rest his soul.
Yeah. This is great. All right, everyone. Before the show gets any longer, let's wrap it up. Thank you all so much for watching us today. Truly, we appreciate you. We know it was a long one. We appreciate everybody who hangs in there. And once again, the fact that you all choose to spend your precious time watching and contributing and being part of this show really means so much to Amanda and I. Thank you all so much. Thank you to everybody who's been watching us on YouTube and subscribing to the channel. You are awesome. Thanks to everybody who listens on the audio feed and hits that follow button. It's just truly amazing. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We truly do not take it for granted that you choose to spend time with us each and every week. It's truly amazing to us. So thank you for all that. Amanda, any final words?
No, I'm just so eager about the food.
your mind is spinning. I can see
it. Is it Monday yet?
I see it.
Have a good week, everyone.
What's going on right now?
I know. Oh, all the
visual image of Amanda trying to figure out her songs for next week.
Yes.
So, everybody have a great week. See you next week for food. Food. To get notified every single time we drop a new episode of Chris and Amanda's Song Swap Showdown, just hit that follow button wherever you get your podcasts. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the show, please use the email address in our show notes and we'll get right back to you. And last but not least, please feel free to follow us over on our social accounts on Instagram and TikTok at Song Swap Showdown, or join our ever-growing community in our Facebook group by using the link in our show notes. Thanks for listening.